This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the police to convert the challenge posed due to threats like digital frauds, cyber crimes and artificial intelligence AI technology into an opportunity. He asked the police to harness the country's strengths in artificial intelligence and aspirational India. Mr. Modi was speaking on the concluding day of All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. The Prime Minister noted that wide-ranging discussions were held during the three-day conference on national and international dimensions of security challenges. He expressed satisfaction on the counter-strategies which emerged from the discussions. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Awards for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities tomorrow. A total of 22 persons and 11 institutions will be conferred the national awards on the occasion. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil a number of welfare initiatives for the empowerment of persons with disabilities on the occasion. The Finance Ministry says Unified Payments Interface UPI has achieved a milestone by processing nearly 16.58 billion financial transactions in a single month in October this year. UPI processed around 23.49 lakh crore rupees across 16.58 billion financial transactions in October. This marks 45% year-on-year growth as compared to October last year. India has called for a critical balance between preventing plastic pollution and affecting sustainable development, especially of developing economies. Making an intervention at the final plenary of the fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee in Busan, Korea, India reiterated the enormity of the challenge of plastic pollution. India's statement noted that this is a difficult task which requires mutual trust and understanding of each other's circumstances. India clearly stated its inability to support any measures to regulate the production of primary plastic polymers as it has larger implications in respect to the right of development of member states. Minister of State for Railways and Food Processing Industries, Ravneet Singh Bittu, has asked Congress President and Congress MPs to demand CBI investigation into the MSP, which the Punjab farmers have not received. The minister, who was in Jalandhar yesterday to inspect redevelopment of the cantonment railway station, said that the centre has already sent 44,000 crore rupees to Punjab as MSP. He asked the Congress to demand CBI inquiry into it from the Prime Minister and other senior BJP leaders and Punjab Governor. In Tamil Nadu, flood situation is grim as heavy rains lashed Villupuram, Thiruvannamalai, Mayiladuthurai, Vellore and Ranipet districts as cyclone Fengel is making way through the interior parts of the state on its way to the west coast towards the Arabian Sea. In Thiruvannamalai Hills, boulders rolled over, destroying the houses during the night. The condition of people living in a house which was completely destroyed is yet to be ascertained. Iran said that it will support Syria after thousands of insurgents took control of the country's second-largest city of Aleppo and seized nearby towns and villages in an offensive. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi was cited by the state media IRNA as saying that Iran continues to support Syria against terrorists wreaking havoc in the Arab country. Talking to reporters in Damascus, Araghchi said Iran firmly supports the Syrian army and government. And that's the end of this news bulletin.